fans, welcome to another edition of Inside Indie Wrestling, focusing today on the Canadian Wrestling Coalition. I'm your host, the legend T. James Logan. Once again, I'm very happy to see my co-host for these shows, Commissioner Bob Gordon. Commissioner, welcome back.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Well, you know what? Today, exciting stuff. For a lot of fans, we've talked about this in the past, the Canada Cup. We've said it before, but once more, tell me the importance of the Canada Cup for fans who are maybe not too familiar with CWC.
This is the second annual Canada Cup tournament. As always, a single elimination tournament to determine who gets to hoist the prestigious Canada Cup. Not only do you get the honor of that, more importantly, some would argue, you get the opportunity at a CWC championship match whenever, wherever you want for the duration of time until the next Canada Cup.
Now, this is obviously an important thing. Who was the first winner of the Canada Cup?
That was Jude Dawkins.
And who is your current champion?
Jude Dawkins.
So obviously, the winning of this whole tournament really has great ramifications for a guy.
Absolutely. This is one of those things that can just simply be a game changer for a guy. I mean, we have so many strong competitors, and this year's tournament, I would dare say, even surpassed last year's. So I cannot wait for this final.
Well, let's talk about the guys in the final right now.
It's Chris Parrish and Jack Pryde will be in the finals.
Now, I know both of these guys. I've had a chance to see both of these wrestlers. Very young, exciting, yet competent wrestlers. Chris Parrish definitely has a bit of more of a... He's a longer, more experienced wrestler. But let's face it, Jack Pryde has really been riding a crest of popularity that seems to have fueled him lately.
Absolutely, absolutely. You have two incredibly talented technical wrestlers, but I think you're going to see a lot more high-flying, more risk-taking. These two know what's at stake. I think that you're going to see a definite difference between crowd favorite and a guy who just, it seems like he can't be stopped sometimes.
Fans, we're here with a guy who's really had a heck of a year battling through all kinds of adversity. Fans carrying him along the way, but tonight, Jack Pryde, you are in the finals for the Canada Cup. You win this tonight, you get a title shot against the CWC champion anytime you want within the next year. This has been a crazy roller coaster ride for you to get here.
Yeah, it's been a lot of ups and downs coming out of last year, having no job at one point, fighting my way to get my job back, starting this year from the bottom, going against the biggest, baddest dudes, started with heavy metal. Like, I won't lie about it. He kicked my ass, but I got the 1-2-3. And then up next, I had Johnny Kickass. He took me to task, but again, I found the way to get the 1-2-3. Tonight, I'm facing Chris Parrish. He's more my size, so it's not a big... Not so worried the same way. He's more of a thinker, so I've got to be ready for anything. So I'm going to go out there, do what I do, bring all the heart. He's going to have to kill me if he wants to win. And he's not going to win because he don't know Jack.
Well, now you got to, looking down the road here, you win this, you get a title shot against Jude Dawkins. I mean, he's obviously not unfamiliar to you.
No, we've crossed paths before once. I wouldn't say it was a fair fight, not because of him, but we won't get into that. I look forward to the opportunity because I have full faith that he will overcome Johnny Kickass tonight. And it's going to be me versus the Cheetah Bear down the road. It's going to be Cheetah Bear section against the Jack Pack. It's going to be good.
Well, you know what, folks? We're going to see this match tonight, and we're going to talk to Jack afterwards, and hopefully we'll be talking to a triumphant Jack and soon-to-be number one contender for the CWC title. You know, Chris Parrish is also one of those guys who, as fun and as exciting as he can be, he's not afraid to descend to some, let's say, nefarious tactics. And I know, Commissioner, that's probably something that you are not hoping to see during this tournament.
Absolutely. I've said it many times. I'm very sick of this. We expect our fans to be able to come to a situation where they can see clean, honest matches. And this underhanded stuff, especially connected to the stud stable, it's getting on my last nerve.
Well, you know what? I know that this is going to be a great match, and I know the main event tonight is probably also going to be a very exciting match. It's been tables, ladders, and chairs has been advertised. We're talking about the ever-popular, the Cheetah Bear himself, Jude Dawkins, putting his belt up against Johnny Kickass. Now, Johnny Kickass has been showing a lot of aggression, and let's face it, there's a guy who already knows how to use a chair. Tables and ladders might be something new for him.
Absolutely. Mind you even saw last month Jack Pride was on the receiving end of what Johnny's starting to find maybe his new weapon of choice. These two, they agreed to the match. They want this. I think for different reasons, and it's a lot more emotional than people let on. But this match is, I'm a little bit nervous for both of these competitors.
Fans are backstage here at TLC. Got a man who is in the main event of the TLC, and ironically one of the finalists for last year's Canada Cup, which he did not win, going up against the man who did win, and is going up against that man again tonight. I'm talking about Johnny Kickass. Johnny, tonight you're going up against Jude Dawkins, and from what I understand, I actually don't understand. What brings you to this? Why tables, ladders, and chairs? Why this violence?
It's actually very simple. Jude Dawkins has been a thorn in my side since he started with the CWC. We're going back 2 years now, okay? I've never had a victory over him. Not one. I've come close. I've put him through hell. And every time he's come out on top. So I'm taking a different approach to it this time. I'm not as concerned about the win. The title is just sort of the icing on the cake, you know? If I come out on top, that's awesome. I don't want to beat him. I want to end him.
Well, you know, a lot of the fans were behind you for so long, and lately you have not been exactly in their good books. I mean, do you miss any of that adulation?
Okay, first off, there is a group of fans out there who are crazy about Johnny Kickass. The ones that are smart enough to really understand what I'm doing here. Okay, and as far as the other ones go, I don't need their support. I don't need their validation. I'm a self-possessed human being. I'm a grown-ass man. I don't care what they think about me. If they boo me, that's fine. If that's what makes them feel cool to their friends, that's awesome. But it doesn't change the way that I feel about me as a person.
Well, you know, last question I got to ask, how does one prepare for a match like this? I understand going in, there's dangers in a wrestling match. But now you're going into a match where there is three distinct kind of weapons in there, things that are not the usual for people to get hit with. How do you prepare yourself to go in knowing you're going to get hit with a ladder, maybe go through a table, maybe eat a chair? How does Johnny Kickass prepare for that?
The thing is there is no way to really prepare for this. Okay, I went into this match with an understanding. I am not the best wrestler on this roster. Okay, I'm not the most technical guy. I don't have the best body. But what I am is the most vicious and dangerous man in our locker room. Jude can go out there and he can try his wrist locks and his hammer locks. He can give me the Abbey Road. I don't care what he brings to the table, because at the end of the day, I'm the most dangerous person in that ring. He's stepping in there with me. That is my ground. That is my area. Do you understand that?
Yes, yes.
There is nothing that he can do to me that's going to put me down. I'll take a chair shot. I'll take a ladder shot. I'll go through that table, and I'm going to keep on coming. There is no stopping me.
Fans are backstage here at Clash of the Cup 2, TLC. Yeah. It's interesting because the TLC part is what my next guest is a big part of. We're talking with Jude Dawkins, the Cheetah Bear, the current CWC champion. Tell us, how did it come here to a tables, ladders, and chairs match? This isn't your usual match. What leads us to today?
You know what? You're right. That this isn't my style. I'm more of a knock-em-down, powerhouse kind of guy. But my opponent, he's taken me to that dark place, you know? They don't call him the chairman of the CWC for nothing. He is broken Dylan Stone. He's broken Jack Pride. you know what, I'm going to say Johnny Kickass, why don't you try and break me?
I'm starting to get the feeling, though, yes, he's got a reputation, but I feel there's much more personal issue here with you.
1 year ago, Johnny and I were in the Clash of the Cup, year one. We took each other to the limits. The match was 45 minutes long. We were dying by the end of that. Yes, my hand was raised, but that night I grew a lot of respect for him, and we became friends.
But now it doesn't seem like you guys are friends anymore.
It doesn't seem so, does it? You see, the last time I was in a ring with Johnny, we were part of a tag match. We were celebrating. Everything was aces. Now, that dude's kind of a dick.
Well, he has been very aggressive to a lot of people, and he has proclaimed that he is going to destroy you.
I would love to see him try.
You know what? Tonight's a very interesting night. Not only is this a main event for you, but the other big match tonight has to have ramifications in your mind, because the winner of the Canada Cup tonight gets a chance at your championship anytime they want within the next year.
That is true. I mean, Jack Pryde, Chris Parrish, they've both done a ton in the CWC. They both have had a lot of success. I mean, even getting this far is enough said. I've got a lot in my mind here.
I get it, champ. I get it. It seems like right now everything's coming from you at every single direction, and I guess it is really lonely to be the champ.
That's pretty much as true as it gets. It's lonely on top, but you know what? On top, I have the advantage. I can scope out all my competition, and there's only one thing they need to do this year in CWC. Beware the bear.
So fans, strap yourself in, because tonight, Tables, Ladders, and Chairs, Clash of the Cup 2. It's going to be some exciting stuff. Any last word, Commish?
Just like you said, strap in, because I think this is going to be one of the biggest shows of the year.
Fans, Canada Cup 2 is finished. We have a definitive winner, and who knows, a turning point coming for CWC. Commissioner Bob Gordon, a lot of crazy things happening tonight. Before we get into what I was just alluding to, let's talk about the card as a whole. Exciting crowd, first of all. A lot of people here tonight.
Absolutely. This energy was fantastic. From the very beginning, people were starting to pick up, and it escalated to a point where it was just cascading onto the ring. You could feel it.
You know what? Let's talk about the opening match tonight. We saw a great contest. We saw in the first match an interesting situation. That Weasley, Skyler, Austin, whatever the hell his name is, always getting in your face, always causing trouble, comes out and is demanding that he is going to take away the CWC title from Jude Dawkins somehow, and that he has hired a hitman and brings out this very large imposing man, the Texas Hangman. Do we know anything about this guy?
No. No,
I know nothing either.
He's a mystery. All I knew, as the fans tonight saw, myself and the general, we got out of that ring as quick as we could. We're not competitors.
Well, you know what? He came in and they demanded a match, but Dylan Stone, answering the call for CWC, comes out and actually gets a victory over the Texas Hangman. An incredible match.
Absolutely. Dylan Stone has turned a corner in a way that I can't even describe. I don't know what's gotten into him, but he's on message. He's with the CWC now.
Well, you know, I kind of skipped something that you made me remember. The General, explain who he is. And I noticed he was carrying two prizes with him to the ring.
Absolutely. The General is an individual. His name is Greg, and he owns Grizz Welding. They're the guys that do all the fabrication work for us. We couldn't help but see an opportunity in someone as regimented and as very precise as him to bring in, to really help me out. Sometimes, being the commissioner, I'm an island, and a lot of people were giving me grief over the months that I haven't been able to do enough. Well, we're going to see if the General can definitely help me. As far as what you were saying with the hardware, the tag team belts are just another step in the evolution of CWC. We want definitively to be the most dynamic, the most explosive, and the most entertaining brand available to people. And by creating a tag match and a tag scenario where the tag team titles are available, it's a great opportunity for wrestlers who may not have even gotten along, maybe have gotten along and have thought about it. We've now given them an avenue to really express their talents.
So for those who are unclear, there are going to be tag team champions in the upcoming months here in the CWC. The General coming in with some belts. This just sounds like some exciting stuff, but we're going to even get more to the title wave, which is CWC. Let's go on to our second match of the night.
This was an opportunity to show that maybe the stud stable isn't as strong as they think they are. Xander Price and T.S. Cutler are two individuals who haven't had the best track records, but together I think we saw something dynamic that we haven't seen in a long time.
And you're right, you know, the stud stable seems to be everywhere in the CWC and not doing good things. Lots of interference, lots of greedy stuff, and I can see a seething every time you talk about that little weasel. And he is a weasel. I don't understand how he manages, I guess money. Money's the bottom line. And he's trying to get a foothold within the CWC, and I know that's something you don't want.
Absolutely. His uncle's been trying, and now it's him. Doesn't seem to matter what we do. People always cling to success. You'll always get people trying to scrape the mountaintop, and you just have to find a way to stay at the pinnacle, as we have. Skyler Paris Austin can do the best he can, but I see no recourse to what he can do to really get any closer to where he is now.
Well, I did notice that, unfortunately, his team did tonight take the victory. And let's move on to the outcome of that match. Brought us another match, of course. Psycho Sawyer, and Soraya Sawyer, she's quite the girl, taking on Angelica and actually losing to Angelica tonight.
Absolutely. I as you said, being friends with somebody named Psycho might give you not the best opportunity to have consistency, but Angelica has proven herself time and again. I mean, she hasn't seen the CWC a whole lot, but people know who she is, and they know what she's capable of. And once again, she showcased through adversity tonight, through a lot of cheapness and biting even, Angelica proved to be the better of the two women.
Well, you know what? Wrestling-wise, it was a very tremendous competition. I'm going to have to give a few props to Psycho Soraya. She did show me, for a small girl, she was a bag full of cats, that's for sure. She was something hard to hold down. But you know what? Angelica, steadily improving each time I see her. And what a great outing. But now let's move on to this main event that's been bubbling for a while. Well, you know what? Actually, we skipped a match. Now that I remember, we forgot about the Canada Cup in our excitement and anger over Mr. Austin. Let's talk about the Canada Cup final. You know what? I was actually very surprised at the ending. I kind of saw Jack Pride riding this crest of popularity, and it looked like he almost had it. But Chris Parrish walks out as the champion, well, of the Cup. He gets a shot down the road for the belt, and you could not have a more arrogant and, unfortunately, a member of the stud stable holding this prestigious award.
Absolutely. Jack Pride, I mean, I couldn't ask any more from him. He did the best he could. Chris Parrish did win, and he has that opportunity, and knowing that he can do that, he's an opportunistic individual. I think he will definitely take advantage of that. However, I would like to point out that he did remove his manager, I guess we could call him.
I was going to bring that up. That was very impressive that he removed his manager and said this was his night, and he was doing it on his own.
Absolutely. I'm not even going to lie. I love seeing fractures within the stud stable. Chris Parrish thinks that he is bigger than his organization. That's fine. Oftentimes, pride comes before the fall, and I would have to argue that maybe Chris Parrish has bit off a bit more than he can chew.
Beth, we're backstage here with Chris Parrish. Chris, you have just captured the Canada Cup, CWC's premier trophy. You are now in contention and have a title shot anytime you want against the current CWC champion, Jude Dawkins. How are you feeling?
Well, first off, was there any doubt? I mean, the history I made by, you know, I wasn't even in the tournament to begin with, and I won the cup. I mean, that's pretty historic, don't you think?
Indeed.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I think I'm going to erase this CWC Memorial Cup thing, and I'm just going to make it the Chris Parrish is way too good for anybody that CWC puts in his way cup, and I think Jack Pride is going to pretty much take over this entire thing, because I am sick and tired of proving why I am better than him, and he is not in my league.
Well, you know what? Obviously, does that mean that Jack Pride is in your rearview mirror now?
He was always in my rearview mirror, and what pisses me off is that this company still gave him shot after shot after shot. You know what I did night one in the CWC?
What was that?
I fired Jack Pride by beating him. And Dylan Stone had a change of heart after Sean Martins beat the living piss out of him and brought him back because Dylan Stone knew he couldn't take on the entire stud stable by himself, so he needed friends. The same friend that technically owned his contract. I mean, what kind of a friend is that?
Very, very strange.
I mean, I come into this company already a marked man because of what I do outside of the Canadian Wrestling Coalition. I win the prestigious Canada Cup that I've renamed, and now I get a chance to fight the champion. And you said it was Jude Dawkins, but I'm not too sure if Jude Dawkins is going to get past Johnny Kickass in a table, ladder, and chair match, because I don't think Jude Dawkins has the true heart of a champion.
Well, if it comes down to it, Chris, who would you rather fight for the belt?
You know, I think what I should do, and this is just me spitballing, is I should just go in that match when they're broken and beat up on the outside, you know, just beating the hell out of each other, climbing up the ladder and taking the title, just like I took the Canada Cup.
Wow, that would be crazy.
I mean, what a night where you came expecting to see the best hair in wrestling, Jack Pride. I mean, first off, if that's the only nickname you have, Jack Pride, you already are a loser in my books, because we all know your hair doesn't even come to suit with Chris Parrish's, let alone if I just walked into this company, not even in the tournament to begin with, walked out as the champion of the tournament, walked home with the cup. I mean, how historic would it be if I just walked in to the table, ladder, chair match and then took the title too?
Well, folks, it looks like...
Is Jack Pride going to stop me? Is his stupid dad going to stop me?
I guess not. You know, what a turn of event, folks. Here we have the Canada Cup winner himself, Chris Parrish. And who knows what he's going to do tonight? I don't know. But it's going to be one heck of a great night. Well, it's going to be interesting to see when. I mean, I interviewed him right after the intermission. And he was almost talking about cashing in tonight, picking the bones of the two guys who were in the main event and taking the belt. Luckily, that didn't happen. I mean, that would have been a bit of a horrible thing for the fans and for the CWC to see something like that happen. But that main event, I got to tell you, that was a dangerous, crazy thing. Johnny Kick Ass, taking on the champion, Jude Dawkins, and boy, this was a heated contest. There was tables, there was chairs, there was ladders, and a lot of danger.
Absolutely. You even saw a point where the fans nearly got involved, and that was a, you know, difficult thing, but nobody got hurt, fortunately. And the two men in the ring, I mean, you can look up the definition of putting it all on the line, and it will literally be a picture of these two at the end of this match. I couldn't ask for more. I don't think the fans could ask for more, and you could hear that in the response of the crowd. You could barely even hear the bell ring.
Well, you know what? One thing I want to really throw out there right now to all you fans listening, there is absolutely no excuse to jump over that rail. No matter how excited, outraged, whatever you get, you step over that rail, you're subjected possibly to injury. That's your fault. And their companies are not responsible, and you could be easily ejected. And that's the last thing we want, is fans involving themselves this closely. It's nice to be all excited and cheering your guy, but it's an extremely dangerous ring to get into, and I would just caution fans that please do not do that.
It's a very dangerous precedent to be setting too, especially with young people involved and children. We don't need that sort of negative influence on them. So our security did a fantastic job. Both the referees, Ken Kind and Derek Law, did a phenomenal job of escorting that woman back to her seat as quick as possible. They monitored her to make sure that she wouldn't commit any sort of offense again, but like you said, she's lucky. You get inside that ring and inside that barricade, and I know from personal experience in the past, it can be a dangerous place.
Well, you know what? Let's not let that unpleasantness take away from what we saw in that main event, though. Two guys extremely heated. I mean, there was a point in this match, The passion and the anger. You know, I talked to Johnny Kickass. I talked to Johnny Kickass before this match. He said to me that the belt was secondary for what he wanted to do out there tonight. What he wanted to do was destroy Jude Dawkins. And I think he proved that passion at a point where he actually dragged Jude up the ladder and tried to force him to take the belt to prove that the belt meant nothing to him. I was actually rather surprised with the conviction of his hatred in his heart and a little disappointed in the very ending of the match.
Absolutely. Johnny Kickass has been going down a dark path for months now, and we haven't been able to get in contact with him. He shows up at the matches, he does his thing, and he goes home. Nobody's communicated with him. But tonight we really saw the culmination of that rage that he has decided Jude Dawkins is going to be the tip of his rage, his anger. We always thought that there was a lust for power in him, but I think it's more becoming apparent that it's a lust for destruction, and that is a foreboding scenario for anybody in the CWC and beyond, because if Johnny's reach starts to continues forward from this, who knows where he can go.
Well, I couldn't help but notice, too, after that Jude had actually won, Johnny put his hand out in a gentlemanly way. Jude put down the chair, embraced him, and then the stud stable comes in from behind. And this leads to what I'm going to just let you describe it, because you're the one who's orchestrated what's coming up because of the interference of all these wrestlers from the stud stable and the eventual rescue by the CWC, other wrestlers of Jude Dawkins. Tell us now what is coming out of this.
Absolutely. June 10th will be our next event. We will be at the Abbey Center. And I have told Skyler Paris Austin to pick three of his best for representing the stud stable, and I hope he picks his best, because I will be picking three of members of the CWC personally to represent us in a tag team elimination match. The winner of said match will have total and complete control of the company. On the one side, if my team wins, that gives me an opportunity to really reign and control the stud stable to the point where maybe we can even push them out. On the other hand, it is a risk. I think that it's a calculated one, but nonetheless, Skyler Paris Austin could gain control of the company. I'm willing to take that risk. I trust my wrestlers. I trust my guys. They came tonight. When I went to the back and I told them Jude needed help, there was no second guessing. These guys put aside any sort of partisanship or any confusion about where they stood in the title picture, and they defended someone of the CWC.
But you know what? It's good to see that. It's sad that the stud stable has been growing. Some of the original CWC members in there. Johnny Kickass is obviously in there. Sean Martin's joining this group. They have become a bit of an infection. And hopefully, June 10th will give you a chance to maybe cut out some of that infection and take back a bit of CWC. Commissioner, great night of wrestling. The fans had a good time. I see you're very tired. You had a rough night tonight. You had a lot of work to do. I'm looking forward to June 10th. Anything you want to throw out to the fans before the show?
Just don't forget to check out cwcwrestling.ca and the Facebook page. Not just for our organization on its own, but the Summer Clash Against Cancer, which will be August 12th at the Nexor Center in Sylvan Lake, which is a newly renovated facility. It's going to be fantastic. We have Monster Pro, we have Pure Power, we have CWC. Obviously, as some of the fans heard tonight, Davey Boy Smith Jr., the British Bulldog, is going to be there. Many more stars, many more superstars from international acclaim. So make sure to check out our website, cwcwrestling.ca, and check out the CWC Facebook page just to keep up to date on everything that's going on with the organization.
And fans, we'll see you next month at the CWC show. Commissioner Bob Gordon, have yourself a great night. And fans, keep watching wrestling.